Proclamation number 8224, dated the July 26, 1962. The soul's agonizing fate in the beyond. Anyone who has devoted himself to the world must and will fear death, for the human being does not disappear when he dies, yet the soul leaves him, which is unable to die and thus continues to exist in the spiritual kingdom in a state which corresponds to its earthly life. Only now will the soul be able to enter the true life, which lasts forever and is a state of blissfulness, for in complete freedom, in light and strength it will be able to create whatever it wants, which, however, is also my will, because it shall have completely subordinated itself to my will. Yet it is also possible that it will stay in the kingdom of the beyond in an agonizing state, in darkness and helplessness, but still conscious of itself. In that case one can indeed speak of death, but not of a state of complete disappearance. And its agony precisely consists of the fact that it knows with how much abundance of strength it had lived on earth, and now it is helpless and incapable of any activity. The fact that it remains conscious of itself is the very reason for its increased torment, but it can also help this soul to emerge from this state of death, by listening to the helpers by whom it is approached in the spiritual kingdom and following their instruction, which will result in a slight improvement for the soul. Yet it is extremely difficult to encourage the souls to take care of other wretched souls, because they are only ever occupied with themselves. Just like on earth they lack love and their selfishness is still predominant. Yet only love will enable the soul's progress in the beyond. It is to receive loving intercession which it experiences as strength, and then it will be possible that it will change its will. It is to awaken love within itself by also paying attention to its needy brothers in the beyond and willingly offering small gestures of assistance. These will then also be felt by the soul as an influx of strength and shall stimulate its will to love, which alone is able to release the soul from its agonizing situation. If it enters the kingdom of the beyond in utter spiritual darkness, it can take a very long time before it becomes aware of its wretched condition and yearns for improvement. But as soon as the desire arises to change its state of death, as soon as it realizes that it no longer lives on earth and yet has not ceased to exist, it will also reflect on its situation and try to get out of it. And only this will bring it into contact with helpers, beings of light which come along in disguise and try to explain that it can escape its situation if it has the will to do so. Especially unbelieving, departed human beings from earth require much intercession from the human side which will enable them to muster the will in the beyond to improve their situation. For every prayer on behalf of these souls conveys a flow of strength to them, and this strength will never be lost, providing the soul leaves people behind on earth who will remember it in intercession. Hence you humans are able to contribute to a large extent so that these souls, too, will overcome death, so that they will still awaken to life on the other side. For as long as the soul is self-aware, I will not abandon it, for then it will also be capable of changing its will, which need only be directed towards Jesus Christ, and its redemption will be assured. However, if it descends to a point when no spark of light will be able to reach it anymore, then it will continue to strive towards the abyss and harden again. And that also means disintegration and loss of self-awareness. It means renewed banishment into matter and the start of a new period of salvation, because no being will be lost forever. Because no being will remain dead forever, but one day for sure will return again to life everlasting. Souls, which no longer have to go through this new banishment, will also be fought for in the kingdom of the beyond, and every person who lovingly remembers these souls is participating in the redemption work, and the souls will be eternally grateful to him for having led them from the night of death into the light of day. For what once originated from me as a being cannot cease to exist, but only when this creation is able to work in freedom, light and strength will it have come alive, and then it will never be able to go astray again. Amen.